And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars football team. It's Paul Tollesfrud. Coach, how's it going today?
Good. How are you, Luke?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Coach. Last week, you guys played on a Saturday against Medelia in Mabel. You get the win 60-14, I believe, the final score on that one. And then last night, you topped Houston 59-6. Quickly going over that first game in week five, that went over Medelia, Coach. Obviously, the team played very well in that a win.
Yes, they did. It was our homecoming game, we were ready to play right from the get go. Well, we ended up having 8 possessions. We scored on all 8 of them. Six offensive touchdowns, and we had 2 touchdowns run back for kickoffs run back for touchdowns as well. It was a good win, a good team win. They had some numbers issues. Ended up having to their quarterback got hurt. Right in the start of the third quarter. So we ended up calling the game early, which, you never want to see a kid get hurt and hopefully he's all right. I think they played this week. So, let's say we're able to play and it sounds like the kid is okay. So that's the most important thing. It was a good game, a good team win. And actually we dedicated our football field to Carl Urbanek that day as well. So a lot of things going on with homecoming and that dedication, which, very deserving for Carl because he's kind of started the tradition here at Mabel Canton. So very fortunate to, have that as a staple at Mabel Canton as Carl Urbanek Field. So that was a good win for us.
Absolutely a great win indeed, and awesome all the festivities going on this past Saturday in Mabel, obviously with homecoming and the dedication as well. So you topped Medelia last week, then it's a short turnaround, obviously. You play last night against Houston on the road. You get the win 59-6. Coach, the offense just continues to turn out big points and big yards.
We have. The kids have been working hard, and, Houston is a good team, and, their record is not an indication of what kind of team they really are. They have some injuries, they're a young athletic team. But we did a good job of preparing this week. Our kids are, things are starting to click. They're working hard in practice. They're doing what we need to do to get better each day. And we were ready right away from the get go. We didn't punt last night. We scored on all of our possessions. We had a couple interceptions. We had an interception for a touchdown. We are right now, and things are going good. But you can't get complacent with that. You got to continue to work hard and do the things that we need to do to get better each day.
Paul Tollesfrud with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. 3 straight wins now for the Cougars. Coach, you're 5-1 overall. The offense obviously has been putting up points, but the defense has really turned the corner here these last couple of weeks, shutting Medelia to just 14 points in a tough Houston team, like you mentioned, to just 6 points. What's working well on the defensive side of the ball?
The kids are doing a good job reading their keys and coming up and making plays. Our front line is in kind of our outside linebackers and our defensive linemen, they're doing a good job at the point of attack to stopping the run. Our defensive backs have gotten better. We're young back there, but they're zeroing in on what they need to do. They're doing the things that they need to do to be successful. So, again, we got to continue, working hard and doing that stuff and preparing each week because, Southeast Minnesota football is very good and it's never really you never really have a game that it's a guarantee. You got to come ready to play every Friday night.
Coach, you got Lanesboro next week on the road. What do you expect to see from the Burrows?
They're a big physical team. They're 6-0 right now and playing really well. It's always a physical game. I think we're 2 teams that are offensively we are a power teams. We like to establish a run and James always has his kids ready to play and it's going to be a good game. I really feel that, both teams will be very physical. Again, trying to establish the run game, and then mix in some passes in there as well. But, you know, it's going to be probably going to be a beautiful Friday night, and the pads are going to be cracking, and you know, the way football should be played.
Yeah, it should be a fun one coming up next Friday night in Lanesboro, and we'll have the action right here on 103.1 KFIL coming up next Friday night as the Mabel Canton Cougars take on the Lanesboro Burros. Paul Tulliser with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. They topped Houston 53-6 last night, moved to 5-1 on the season, take on the Lanesboro Burros next week. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.